I got to tell you, it's I get the goosebumps sitting here just thinking of the history and thinking about, you know, where Paul W. and his journey has been, and me having the privilege and the honor to sit in for him is just, you know, can't make it up. Who would have thunk it, kid from Allen Park? Anyway, my next guest, I have to tell you, we've been friends for a long time. He's the guy that protects us. He protects us in Oakland County and throughout, oftentimes in task force around the state. He's someone that is a pillar in the law enforcement community. And I wanted to talk to him specifically because of just the uptick in the craziness in the world for which we face with what just happened in Grand Blanc and what we've seen. None other than the Oakland County Sheriff, Mike Bouchard. Sheriff Bouchard, you with me, my friend?
I am, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. We're stealing one here of weather, and I love it. And it was a great weekend, and, you know, Wayne County was great. Detroit was great. I'm looking forward to the Tigers coming back, and yada, yada, yada. It's just a good time. But I do want to talk to you about a heavy topic for a moment. And I was headed down to the Sunday a week ago to the Lions game, and a friend calls me up from Genesee County in the prosecutor's office who's going to meet me at the game and says, I can't go. There's been a shooting up in a mass shooting up at the church in Genesee County. And I had to cringe. What is this place coming to? And I know that you are someone that is spearheaded task force and the like. I got to believe there's something here that you've, you got to put in implementation or think about. And what is that as we go forward as being, you know, the chief law enforcement guy for Oakland County?
Yeah, it's, as you said, it's crazy times, and it seems like it's nonstop. I mean, it's exhausting emotionally and physically to everybody, I think, to see this happening around the country, around the world. You know, they saw the attack of the Jewish facility in London, about the same time frame. So it's just things you have to do and be prepared for, think about in this world, and that's what we're doing. So, you know, we have previously taught classes to houses of worship on things they need to think about, things they should include in their emergency security and action plans. And we're going to do another summit like that again. We already had that in process, tragically, before Grand Blanc happened. And we, as you know, responded to Grand Blanc with a lot of resources, and we're still doing what we can to help with our peer-to-peer program. So it's something we were already planning on and thinking about. We've updated, you know, our email list. And anybody that's listening that's in a house of worship in Oakland County, if you're not on our email list, email us at OCSO@oakgov.com, Oakland County Sheriff's Office, OCSO@oakgov.com, and we can get you on that list. But we're going to invite everybody and lay out, you know, the kind of the things they should be thinking about, planning for, and scale it to their facility depending on how in-depth they want to go. But at the very least, they need to have an emergency action plan for all hazards, whether it's an active assailant, whether it's a tornado or a fire. What do you do? Where do you go? How do you respond and react? Who's in charge of that? Who trains that? All of those things need to be thought out in advance, because in the midst of an emergency, that's not when you make a plan. So that's what we're going to be teaching. That's what we encourage people, houses of worship, businesses, schools. We encourage and teach that to everybody, because that's sadly the kind of world that we have to think about and be prepared for.
Yeah. And it seems to me that there is the echoing or the trumpeting, if you will, of sound and noise out there that just, I don't know, exacerbates these crazy actors, these And one of the things that scares me most is our lack of mental health, where are we treating a great majority of the people that need mental help? Now, the guy up in Grand Blanc, I understand he was a war vet, had some serious mental health issues, but, where was he being treated, if at all? And most of the time, you know, we don't have great treatment facilities. And if we do, they're overwhelmed. So.
Yeah, without question, we need a more robust, full gamut mental health system, inpatient, outpatient, all of that. But probably one of the most important things that we all collectively can do to get in front of these, what we would call left of the bang, is to share information. Because people that are in a position to see or hear something, most of the time, 99% of the time, are not law enforcement. They're family, friends, fellow students, teachers, things like that. And you need to share that information. I mean, we interdicted, where I'm on this national Major County Sheriff's intelligence thread, and we share information and pertinent information about threats and things like that. And about a week or two ago, somebody shared some information on that thread, was non-specific where it was. Everybody started talking about it, looking more, digging more, kind of found out the jurisdiction it seemed to be coming from, sent it to them. They actually got deeper into it, investigated it, and they actually arrested a young man that had already written a manifesto, had
Oh.
assembled weapons, was planning to shoot up a school. So we got in front of it because people were sharing information.
There you go.
And that's the only way we're going to get in front of these things. Every one of these things that I have studied for many years, somebody saw or heard something that was concerning and it didn't get shared in a robust way. The splash pad shooter, for example, people had seen him walking about, muttering to himself, talking to people that weren't there with weapons in his hands.
Oh.
Those are the kinds of things that need to be shared so that there can be intervention at that inflection point before it starts.
Amen to that.
And
Yeah.
that's pretty much true in every one of these circumstances. When you look through this, and I've got some information about the Grand Blanc thing too, pretty much all these things have inflection points that we just all collectively have to share information on, in addition to obviously having a mental health system that has those resources. But sometimes it's not somebody that's in a mental health situation, it's somebody that's evil, somebody that's angry.
Right,
And
right.
somebody, even in those situations, oftentimes sees or hears something.
Well, I got to tell you, none better than to have you preaching up and working through that front. I got next time I have you on, my friend, I want to talk about how AI is going to help and assist in that. I wonder about that world. But none
Yes.
other than Sheriff Mike Bouchard, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Paul W. Smith Show. And I look forward to seeing you and breaking bread with you sometime soon.
Love to, my friend.
All right.
Take care.
We'll be right back with Focus and Paul W. Smith just after this.